And maybe even you could get an individual to do it, and he would do it really cheap, and it would be good for us, for all of Kershaw County. I wish that you would get Jeff Maddox to do it.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Mr. DeBose, who's next up, please?
Next person signed up is Jeff Maddox.
Mr. Maddox, you've been called out.
Tom's a little crazy, don't you know? I don't want to run this joint. He makes some good points, though. I think 9/11 was something that woke me up. It woke me up late. But the official story is a lie. I found lies and lies and lies. And I've told you guys this over and over again, that I can't find a thing that government's done that's worthy. I want to know how many individuals it takes to make robbery legal. Does it take 7? Does it take some spells on a piece of paper and so many people sign it? This group of individuals out here has no right to come to me and give me a bill, a charge for anything. But suddenly, after some spelling on a piece of paper signed by who knows who, suddenly the collective has the right to steal from me. And then, over the course of years and years of watching council, different people come and go. It's always the same. We get people coming in here begging for the government to do this and do that. A perfect example of that is the year-long battle of do-gooders to give us a Revolutionary War park down here in Camden, the likes of which I drive through on a regular basis. And believe it or not, the same 5 cars are in that parking lot every time I go through there. I've never seen another car parked there, except when it was dedicated by all the wonderful politicians that gave us the damn thing. Well, where did they get the money?
Jeff.
These people right here.
Jeff, don't cuss in this room. Yeah. Don't cuss in this room.
Don't interrupt a citizen.
Thank you, Russell. Calling me out on it. I appreciate that.
You and me can talk.
You stop. Both of you stop. He's right. He's right, and I'm sorry, Russell.
You can speak your mind, but from this, moment forward, we will not cuss.
Russell, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you pointing that out to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Maddox. Go ahead, please.
I forgot where I was. I lost my place. I keep trying to figure out where we get this idea that the collective can do anything. And, you know, people always tout that the Constitution protects us from government and doesn't allow government to infringe on our rights. Well, do you have a right to property? Not anymore. I don't control property. Control is ownership, basically. I don't control anything anymore. Barely I can control where I go to eat. Now, Henry McMaster, he closed down the eateries and told me I couldn't even go in there, and I had to wear a mask here and there and everything. I'm not free. I just keep trying to figure out where this collective comes from. Is it just part of our imagination? Have we built an immortal being that's always going to rule over us because we can't be our own gods? I just don't understand. I guess because God's not there to write it down and spell it and everything, we decided we have to all get together and form our own God. And we obey it. And look what it's done. And it's going to kill us all. It has multiple times over the years. When I study history, it's just a disaster. A disaster of collective idiocracy. That's why I do this YouTube show called Adventures in Idiocracy, because mankind is crazy. We think that we can do this, and it's we the people, the work of the people. I hear that prayer often in these government bodies, you know, the pray to God that we do the work of the people. Why are we doing the work of the people? We're supposed to be doing the work of God. But I don't know. I wish some of you could tell me how many individuals it takes to make the illegal legal. If any of y'all ever figure it out, let me know. I appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you,
sir. Mr. DeBose.